Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shishar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We are in the middle of the 12th Cheshbon, where the Chovos HaLevavos says Tosarta tried to get us to get our right Cheshbon, our right thought process about what exactly is important and how much time we spend on it. He closes out this section with a certain understanding that happens sometimes in life. How often do we turn around and say to ourselves, hey, listen, bottom line, I'm no worse than everyone else. When people sometimes think about who they are and how they are, from the time that they're kids in the class to present day times, when we try to figure out where we fit within a statistical analysis of society at large, we say, well, at the very least, I'm no worse than everybody else. Oh, in terms of rankings, they say to themselves, well, in the class, I fit the majority, the minority, whatever the situation is. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, if you're going to judge your life that way, you're in trouble as well. Don't strive to be along with the lowest common denominator. Because when it comes to the ultimate decisions in life, God doesn't match you up to the lowest common denominator. God turns around and looks at each and every one of us and says, look, this is what you could have been. Were you there? If you're not there, the fact that there are others, and maybe even the majority of our generation that's just not there, doesn't make that much of a difference, because we may think that we did better than the majority of the generation we're born in, but if more was expected of us, then we don't actually achieve that. We don't get the right to turn around. We may not be as high up on the rankings as we think. No, says the Chovos HaLevavos, we have to put into our logical system to look and figure out what we're supposed to do, and then to go ahead and get up into it. We see this quite clearly in this week's parsha. Yaakov Avinu turns around and works 14 years in order to marry Rachel Imenu. The Torah tells us it became like a couple of moments, like a couple of days, because he loved her so much. Certainly, even after getting tricked, in a moment's notice, he tells Laban he would agree to Laban's decree, where he would go ahead and marry, he would remain married to Leah, and then go ahead and marry Rachel, and then work off another 7 years. He doesn't complain and he doesn't fight it, because he was able to keep his eye on the ball. When it comes to ratzon, when it comes to desire, Ein davaro made bifnei haratzon. Rav Matis Yosalman here comments that we also see this in Parashas Vayishlach, when we're going to learn about Shechem ben Chamor, the story of Dina and Shechem. The Torah uses three languages. First, the Torah tells us that Shechem had dveikus, vatidbak nafsho bedina bas Yaakov. He had a certain sense of stick-to-itiveness. He wanted to cleave to her. Then he desired her. By Shechem benicha shkav nafsho bevitchem, that Shechem really had a different type of desire. There are two differences between Dveikus and Cheshek. And then on top of it, there was Chefetz, there was a different type of desire. Ki chafetz bevas Yaakov. Says Rav Matisyo Salomon in the name of Rav Elia Lapyan, that the fact is, had he come to the people, and he said to the people, well, you should just know that a malach came to me last night and says we all have to go through a bris, the people wouldn't have listened. And he wouldn't have really come through with his energy. The real secret to get the people involved was the fact that they saw this three-part desire, this cleaving, this sense of urgency, the sense that nothing was going to stand in his way. Rabbi Lamb used to tell us in this week's parsha that was the same thing as well, that, you know, when in Parshas Vayetze, we think about the Parsha, there's one thing that stands out, and that is the use of the rock. We find the boulders under Yaakov's head. We find the boulder on top of the well. We find the boulders serving as a border to protect us from crazy father-in-law Lavan. There's one commonality, said Rabbi Lamb. The commonality is how we deal with impediments in our lives. As one of my kids likes to say, if there's a stone blocking your path, your job is to be bolder. if we have a little bit of more boldness in the decisions of who we are and how we choose to proceed, we'll be able to have nothing stand within our way. Have a wonderful day.